I just purchased what they call a manufactured home. It would have cost me more to rent for the 15 years if I lived that long than it would have to buy.
I rent. I don't think I'll have multiple homes, but one would be nice.
Pay the rent!
As a karate expert, I will not talk about anyone up here because our children can't afford to live anywhere. Nowhere. There's nowhere to go. Once again, why? You said it, the rent is too damn high.
How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay last year's rent?
Yeah, that's the musical Rent. And a few voices, including activist Jimmy McMillan, who popularized the phrase,
the rent is too damn high.
And, well, according to a new study, it is. New York University's Furman Center and Capital One analyzed the landscape of affordable rental housing in the U.S. from 2006 to 2014. They found that the number of renters in 11 metropolitan areas increased by 22 million people, and the number of affordable rental units fell. While this hits low-income people the hardest, it also affects an increasing number of people higher on the income ladder, and not just in cities, but in suburbs, too. Ingrid Gould-Ellen is the co-author of the study and the faculty director of the Furman Center. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's driving this?
You know, I mean, it's a number of factors that are driving it. I think some part of it is the lingering effects of the foreclosure crisis. People lost their homes. They haven't been able to return to home ownership. In some cases, it's economic reasons. We've had a somewhat limp recovery, especially for low and moderate income households. So you're seeing sort of fewer people have been able to garner the savings that they need for down payments. Down payment requirements have increased. We've seen, and of course, the cost as rents rise, that makes it people are then renting and spending more of their savings on rent and therefore are less able to save. That kind of, it's a vicious circle. And also there are demographic factors. So people are marrying at later ages. They're having children at later ages, and often it means they are purchasing homes at later ages.
One of the things that stuck out to me was that the typical renter could afford fewer than 40% of the units on the market. In these large metro areas that you looked at, does that mean that the average person is being priced out of a rental unit?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that's striking is that, I do not want to downplay the severe affordability pressures that low-income renters face. So in all of the metropolitan areas we studied, more than 60% of low-income renters are paying more than half of their income on rent. But one of the things that we're seeing that's been a real shift is that those affordability pressures are climbing up the income spectrum. And now we're seeing in many areas in Miami, the typical renter could only have afforded 15% of the rental units that were on the market in 2014. And in Los Angeles, it was 21%. In New York City, in the New York City metropolitan area, it was 22%.
So if you're the mayor of a city and you listen to this interview or read this study, what should the response be?
That's a good question. I mean, I think one of the things that this suggests is that there is a rising demand for rental housing up there. The market hasn't quite caught up. One of the reasons might be because it's very difficult to build rental housing. And so I think this does suggest we should be taking a look at our zoning laws, at our land use regulations, and trying to figure out ways to make rental housing easier to build. Another thing that it might suggest is that we might want to figure out other vehicles to help households save, perhaps, you know, for retirement, or perhaps in order to save for a down payment to buy a home in the future.
When I was starting out, I remember making a budget with my parents, and the wisdom then was, okay, you should spend about 25% of your income on rent. And the numbers in this study show that people certainly aren't doing that. What's the right amount, do you think?
Well, the standard, there's no single number, right? That's the right amount. The standard housing researchers and policymakers use is 30% of your income, but frankly, at this point, you know, in 8 of the 11 metropolitan areas we studied, most renters paid more than 30% of their income on rent. And the standard that we seem to be using more and more now is actually 50% of your income on rent. And,
wow.
And so, you know, in all of the metropolitan areas we studied, more than 60% of low-income renters paid more than half of their income on rent. And in many, I think in 7 of the metropolitan areas, more than 75% of low-income renters paid more than half of their income on rent.
I have to ask you, because I have you on the air, do you own or rent?
I rent. I'm in New York.
Yeah, me too, and I rent. Ingrid Gould-Ellen, Faculty Director of NYU's Furman Center. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.